Hello, and welcome to the November edition of the Crowder Century Podcast. My name is Chris Franklin. On this episode, we will cover the ballot measures in Missouri that many of us will be voting on tomorrow at the polls. We will also give a list of candidates for each seat that is up for re-election in the state of Missouri. Links will be provided in the show notes for your convenience. Voting is a big civic responsibility, and we owe it to ourselves, our fellow countrymen, and future generations to be informed about every candidate and every issue each time we go to the polls. Before we dig into our topic this week, here are your Crowder headlines. Following an evaluation from the National Automotive Education Technicians Foundation, Crowder's automotive technology program has received accreditation in all 8 areas of teaching. Students in the Student Support Services program or alumni of pre-college TRIO programs could be eligible for a month of study abroad in Salamanca, Spain. Students must be in good academic and social standing, be at least a sophomore in college, and have demonstrated leadership ability and potential. Priority will be given to students who have at least taken one semester of Spanish language classes or equivalent. Applications must be submitted by December 16, 2016. Priority enrollment for spring 2017 begins on November 14th for students with 28 or more credit hours earned. November 17th for students with 1 to 27 hours earned, and open enrollment begins on November 28th. On Tuesday, November 15th, the 14th Annual Festival of Wreaths will be held in the Elsie Plaster Community Center on the Crowder Neosho campus. The event will include a silent auction beginning at 4 p.m., a dinner from 5 to 6:30 p.m., and a live auction beginning at 6:30 p.m. Proceeds benefit the Crowder College Foundation. From December 8th through the 10th, Crowder College Theater Department will be performing A Doll's House by Henrik Ibsen. The show will begin at 7:30 p.m. nightly, with a 2 p.m. matinee on Saturday. Tickets are $8 for adults, $5 for seniors, $4 for Crowder students, and free admission for children. For more information, contact theater@crowder.edu. The Crowder Quill Literary Art Contest is now accepting entries until February 1st, 2017, for the art, photography, and literature categories. For more information, visit crowderquill.com. Congratulations to the Rough Rider soccer players earning Region 16 honors. Marlon Freitas and Humberto Cruz, first team. Daniel Ost, second team. The first basketball home game will be Tuesday, November 15th at 5:30 p.m. The complete schedule can be found on crowderathletics.com. The weather for the next 2 weeks looks to be initially sunny with cloudy skies toward the second half of November. This edition of the Crowder Century Podcast is brought to you by Choices Medical Clinic. Choices Medical Clinic offers confidential sexual health services for men and women from licensed medical professionals. Call 417-624-8030 for an appointment or visit the mobile clinic on campus every Wednesday. So to start off our show, we want to cover the 2016 ballot measures for the state of Missouri. All of my information on this comes from the Missouri Secretary of State's office. Links will be provided in the show notes. Constitutional Amendment 1 reads, "Shall Missouri continue for 10 years the 1/10 of 1% sales use tax that is used for soil and water conservation and for state parks and historic sites, and resubmit this tax to the voters for approval in 10 years. The measure continues and does not increase the existing sales and use tax of 1/10 of 1% for 10 years. The measure would continue to generate approximately $90 million annually for soil and water conservation and operation of the state park system." The fair ballot language on this reads, "A yes vote will continue for 10 years the 1/10 of 1% sales use tax that is used for soil and water conservation and for state parks and historic sites. This will be resubmitted to the voters for approval in 10 years. A no vote will not continue this sales use tax. If passed, this measure will not increase or decrease taxes." Missouri Constitutional Amendment 2 reads, "Shall the Missouri Constitution be amended to establish limits on campaign contributions by individuals or entities to political parties, political committees, or committees to elect candidates for state or judicial office. Prohibit individuals and entities from intentionally concealing the source of such contributions. require corporations or labor organizations to meet certain requirements in order to make such contributions, and provide a complaint process and penalties for any violations of this amendment. It is estimated this proposal will increase state government costs by at least $118,000 annually and have an unknown change in costs for local governmental entities. Any potential impact to the revenues for state and local government entities is unknown. The fair ballot language reads, "A yes vote will amend the Missouri Constitution to establish limits on campaign contributions by individuals or entities to political parties, political committees, or committees to elect candidates for state or judicial office. This amendment prohibits individuals and entities from intentionally concealing the source of such contributions. This amendment also requires corporations or labor organizations to meet certain requirements in order to make such contributions. This amendment further provides a complaint process and penalties for any violations of this amendment. A no vote will not amend the Missouri Constitution to establish limits on campaign contributions. If passed, this measure will have no impact on taxes." Constitutional Amendment 3. Shall the Missouri Constitution be amended to increase taxes on cigarettes each year through 2020, at which point this additional tax will total 60 cents per pack of 20. Create a fee paid by cigarette wholesalers of 67 cents per pack of 20 on certain cigarettes, which fee shall increase annually, and deposit funds generated by these taxes and fees into a newly established Early Childhood Health and Education Trust Fund. When cigarette tax increases are fully implemented, estimated additional revenue to state government is $263 million to $374 million annually, with limited estimated implementation costs. The revenue will fund only programs and services allowed by the proposal. The fiscal impact to local governmental entities is unknown. The fair ballot language reads, "A yes vote will amend the Missouri Constitution to increase on taxes each year through 2020, at which point this additional tax will total 60 cents per pack of 20. This amendment also creates a fee paid by cigarette wholesalers of 67 cents per pack of 20 on certain cigarettes. This amendment further provides that the funds generated by these taxes and fees shall be deposited into a newly established Early Childhood Health and Education Trust Fund. A no vote will not amend the Missouri Constitution relating to taxes and fees on cigarettes. If passed, this measure will increase taxes on cigarettes." Constitutional Amendment 4. Shall the Missouri Constitution be amended to prohibit a new state or local sales use or other similar tax on any service or transaction that was not subject to a sales use tax or similar tax as of January 1, 2015? Potential costs to state and local government entities are unknown, but could be significant. The proposal's passage would impact governmental entities' ability to revise their tax structures. State and local governments expect no savings from this proposal. Fair ballot language reads, "A yes vote will amend the Missouri Constitution to prohibit a new state or local sales use or other similar tax on any service or transaction. This amendment only applies to any service or transaction that was not subject to a sales use or similar tax as of January 1, 2015. A no vote will not amend the Missouri Constitution to prohibit such state or local sales use or other similar tax. If passed, this measure will not increase or decrease taxes." Constitutional Amendment 6. Shall the Constitution of Missouri be amended to state that voters may be required by law, which may be subject to exception, to verify one's identity, citizenship, and residence by presenting identification that may include valid government-issued photo identification? The proposed amendment will result in no costs or savings because any potential costs would be due to the enactment of a general law allowed by this proposal. If such a general law is enacted, the potential cost to state and local governments is unknown, but could exceed $2.1 million annually. The fair ballot language reads, "A yes vote will amend the Missouri Constitution to state that voters may be required by law to verify their identity, citizenship, and residence by presenting identification that may include valid government-issued photo identification. Exceptions to this identification requirement may also be provided by law. A no vote will not amend the Missouri Constitution regarding elections. If passed, this measure will have no impact on taxes. Proposition A. Shall Missouri law be amended to increase taxes on cigarettes in 2017, 2019, and 2021, at which point this additional tax will total 23 cents per pack of 20. Increase the tax paid by sellers on other tobacco products by 5% of manufacturer's invoice price. Use funds generated by these taxes exclusively to fund transportation infrastructure projects, and repeal these taxes if a measure to increase any tax or fee on cigarettes or other tobacco products is certified to appear on any local or statewide ballot. State government revenue will increase by approximately $95 million to $103 million annually when cigarette and tobacco tax increases are fully implemented, with the new revenue earmarked for transportation infrastructure. Local government revenues could decrease approximately $3 million annually due to decreased cigarette and tobacco sales. The fair ballot language reads, a yes vote will amend Missouri law to increase taxes on cigarettes in 2017, 2019, and 2021, at which point this additional tax will total 23 cents per pack of 20. This amendment also increases the tax paid by sellers on other tobacco products by 5% of manufacturer's invoice price. This amendment further provides that the funds generated by these taxes shall be used exclusively to fund transportation infrastructure projects. These taxes are repealed if a measure to increase any tax or fee on cigarettes or other tobacco products is certified to appear on any local or statewide ballot. A no vote will not amend Missouri law relating to taxes on cigarettes and other tobacco products. If passed, this measure will increase taxes on cigarettes and other tobacco products. That concludes a brief overview of all ballot measures that will appear on ballots in the state of Missouri on Tuesday, November 8th. The second segment of this podcast is brought to you by Fast Trip in Cassville, your one-stop shop, open 24 hours at 104 South Main in Cassville. Phone number is 417-847-4259. Now we will take a look at all the individuals running for various offices in the state of Missouri. These individuals will be available as options on all ballots in the state of Missouri on Tuesday, November 8th, 2016. Running for Missouri governor are candidates Chris Koster, Democrat, Attorney General, ex-state senator, ex-Cass County prosecuting attorney, Eric Greitens, Republican, nonprofit executive, author, Iraq-Afghanistan war veteran, Don Fitz, Green Party, psychologist, college instructor, Sissy Spragans, Libertarian, businesswoman, physicist, ex-state party chair, Les Torilli Jr., Independent, businessman, Dave Altus, write-in, financial advisor, Theo Ted Brown Sr., write-in, Martin Lindstedt, write-in, white supremacist church pastor, truck driver. For Missouri Lieutenant Governor, Mike Parson, Republican, State Senate Majority Whip, ex-state representative, ex-Polk County Sheriff, farmer. Russ Carnahan, Democrat, attorney, ex-congressman, ex-state representative. Jennifer Leach, Green Party, homemaker, musician, ex-auto worker. Stephen Hedrick, Libertarian, nursing home employee, musician. Jake Wilburn, write-in, healthcare safety worker, Navy veteran. For Missouri Secretary of State, Robin Smith, Democrat, ex-TV news anchor. Jay Ashcroft, Republican, attorney, engineer, son of John Ashcroft. Chris Morrill, Libertarian, investigator, writer. For Missouri State Treasurer, Judy Baker, Democrat, ex-state representative, ex-hospital administrator, ex-college professor. Eric Schmidt, Republican, state senator, attorney, ex-Glendale alderman. Carol Hexam, Green Party, sales manager, ex-teacher. Sean O'Toole, Libertarian, state party treasurer, wheat options trader. Arnie A.C. Dinoff, write-in, property manager, legal consultant. For Missouri State Attorney General, Teresa Hensley, Democrat, ex-Cass County prosecuting attorney, Josh Hawley, Republican, attorney, conservative activist. This information came from uselections.com and contains links to each candidate's website, provided that they have one. Again, all links will be provided in the show notes. This concludes our special election edition of the Crowder Century podcast. We hope you found the information informative and that you will take the time to study up further on the candidates. Until next time, I'm Chris Franklin, and this has been another episode of the Crowder Century podcast. Thanks for listening.